The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
This evening's encouragement talk will be offered by Senior Dharma Teacher Alan Richardson.
So, happy Rohatsu, everybody. How's your Rohatsu going? I can tell you about mine. And what comes up for me first is a verse from one of my favorite poems in our sutra book. And the verse goes, "Lost on dark paths of ignorance, we wander through the six worlds, from dark path to dark path. When will we be freed from birth and death?" So I've been sitting for this first day of Rohatsu, finding myself wandering through the six realms. And we all know what these are, even if we can't answer that question on a quiz, because we all live in them. We all wander through these realms. And so sometimes we're all about food and sex and warmth and shelter, and we're in the animal realm. We find ourselves in the animal world, the world of self-preservation and reproduction. And sometimes today I wanted to say I found myself thinking about sandwiches. I realized I was in the animal world, and I heard that some of you are thinking about oatmeal today. So other times, even if we were at the beginning of the line and we got two scoops of oatmeal, it's not enough. Sometimes nothing is enough. We have what we need, but not what we want. We want more, and we want better, and we want more intense and faster. And we have found ourselves in the realm of the hungry ghosts, the addiction realm. And we, with our needle throats, we can't possibly satisfy that huge, voracious belly. And then sometimes we find ourselves in the realm of the Asuras, and these are these titan-like beings who are always warring against the devas, the gods. Why? Because they're just so angry. And they're envious. They don't want the devas to be up there better than them. And I had some moments of self-righteous anger today and realized that I was in the Asura world. And sometimes everything is just fine. Doesn't last very long, but sometimes. I was eating the bean dish today, and I'd gotten exactly the right number of hot pepper flakes in there. One more and one less, and it would not have been perfect. But it was perfect. And I was a deva. I was a god. For about three bites. And it was wonderful. And the gods, the devas, get to live this way for a really, really, really long time. But they are not immortal. And they don't want to be, because secretly they want to be reborn as human beings. And there's another realm, the hell realms. And sometimes we find ourselves in hell. And it's and it's 3 a.m. And we wake up with that sick feeling. And suddenly it's nothing but doubt and self-loathing. despair. And we have become a helping. And that happens too. So when do we get to be in the human realm? And I think it's partly just this experience of wandering through the other realms is part of what it means to be human. And I'm thinking back to the Song of Zazen and what Hakuin says right after, when will we be freed from birth and death? He says, he talks about Zazen. As though that's the answer. And I think our Zazen practice is a way of being in the human realm. Even as we're shuttling through the other six realms, we try to do it with an awareness that we are wandering, that we are shuttling, and not being so stuck, not being too complacent as Devas, not being too utterly despairing as hell beings, noticing the movement, noticing the moments in between. Really opening ourselves to all those experiences. Learning to be human. And I was so touched by the reading from Dogen today. When he says that the entire moon is reflected in a puddle of water. An inch wide, and I've felt like that puddle lately. A single dewdrop reflects the entire moon and night sky. And you know, I came to this practice thinking one day I'll be freed from birth and death. It'll happen once, one and done. And Melissa talked about that today, so I don't need to talk about it. But I also got this idea from my reading. Not everything we read is easy to interpret correctly. And I got this idea that there was a thing called little mind that I had, and there was a thing called big mind that I wanted to have. And one day I would have big mind. I would be able to tap in to big mind. And I was talking to one of my teachers, and he said, you know, I don't find that distinction very helpful. And that was a real opening for me. And, you know, Dogen is not saying one day your little dewdrop mind, your little one-inch puddle mind, will become an ocean. He says your little dewdrop mind, just as it is, reflects the entire moon. Buddha said, I and all beings awaken together. We're not here waiting to become oceans. We're not here waiting to be freed from birth and death. We already are. That's what the Buddha meant when he said that he and all beings, that's us too, not all beings except for you, all beings awaken together. And, you know, the trick is letting ourselves appreciate that. While we're shuttling through those six worlds, because that's not going to stop. But we get these moments where there's an opening. And we reflect that moonlight. And another thing that touched me in the reading, you know, We maybe think of these experiences as really big blowouts that last for hours or days or weeks, and we don't want to count the little moments we have of clarity when we feel not so much that we did something as that something did us. And the practice becomes very vital for us, and our faith deepens. And Dogen says, no matter how long or short the duration, the reflection, no matter how long or short its duration, manifests the vastness of the drop of dew and realizes the limitlessness of the moonlight in the sky. So no matter how short, this doesn't have to last a year. It doesn't have to last a sesshin. It doesn't have to last a zazen period. If you get half a second like this in a period, you know, what a gift. Because the vastness of the dewdrop, it turns out that the dewdrop already is the ocean. That's the vastness that Dogen is talking about. And so your little one-inch puddle mind is, for however long, manifesting the limitlessness of the moonlight in the sky. I and all beings together are awakened. So please, please enjoy the rest of your Rohatsu. And please be open to any moment, no matter how short its duration, of the full moon reflecting in your dewdrop. Thank you.